Hey, that was a great show. Thanks for coming with me. You want to stay for some coffee or a nightcap? Yeah? Great. Yeah, but just before I get the machine out, I want to say something. Just to let you know how much your friendship means. Yeah. So, look, you know I love your company, right? You make me laugh. You really try to understand my point of view and you think I'm intelligent, smart, interesting to talk to. And the feeling is reciprocated. I can talk to you for hours, and sometimes that's exactly what happens. A couple of hours can go by and one of us will suddenly realise we're late for an appointment. And for me, the most impressive thing is how you listen to me. I mean, really listen. It's not a performance on your part, not just a ploy just to get inside my panties. You don't flirt or make innuendos or touch me inappropriately. You're different and you make me feel seen and heard. Like whatever I'm saying is the most interesting thing in the world. So many guys know how to go through the motions of paying attention. They laugh at my jokes, they nod in all the right places, they say, and interesting, and that's so funny. But it's all an act, all for show. They're like fucking robots, Stepford husbands. Sometimes I don't feel they're thinking beings at all, unless you count the penis as the brain. And look, I don't mean it controls the brain. No, it actually is the brain, the only working organ in the body. Anyway, enough about them. With you, I never catch a hint of that kind of fakery. You're so into finding out and understanding what I think and what a girl needs. But lately, I've been wishing, hoping even, that occasionally there's some kind of ulterior motive there. Is that wrong of me? To hope that behind all the loving attention you give me that there are thoughts of desire? That images sometimes flash through your mind of what I would look like naked or how my breasts look, whether I'm shaved, you know, down there. It would please me so much if, despite all your best efforts to be kind and considerate, respectful, underneath it all, you just want to fuck my fucking brains out. To see me riding you as you lie flat on the bed, with me on top of you and arching my back, thrusting my cunt down your cock. Or maybe you've had an impure thought or two about my ass, my gorgeous fucking backside, round and smooth and waiting to be kneaded, begging to be pulled open so that you can slam into me from behind and take me like a fucking dog. Sorry, okay. Oh my God, where did that come from? I mean, that totally took me by surprise. I'm sorry. That was a lot to take. It's just, well, to put it bluntly, I've been really horny lately. And I've been thinking about you a lot. Yeah, wondering how you'd be as a lover. Thinking how fabulous it would be to impale myself on you and how you'd moan and what are the sounds you'd make as we made love and how you'd alternate tenderness and erotic teasing with your animalistic primal side, thrusting into me as you roared in joy. Move closer to you. Sure. You've got got this very intense look on your face. And your body's giving off some very strong vibes. I can feel and almost smell the heat coming off you. That lust I feel, it's stirring in you too, isn't it? What's that? It's been there all along. Oh, you gorgeous man. I really had no idea. You concealed it very well. Why didn't you ever say something? Oh, come here. Look at you, you're trembling. Fuck, that's so arousing to see your body shake with desire for me. Let's get those fucking jeans off. Oh god, I need to be out of these clothes. Quick, come on. Come to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I want to recreate that image I had of me riding you like a fucking whore. Get undressed. Right, get on that fucking bed. Oh, fuck, I don't believe it. I'm sobbing. My cunt is swimming. This never happens. I usually love extended foreplay, but right now I just feel like I'm one big fucking hole, aching to be filled by you. Oh, God. Are you ready for me? Please, baby, I need to feel you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, you feel so hard. No, it's all right. You won't hurt me. Or if you do, it'll hurt so good. Fuck. Is that your head just nudging at my entrance? Yeah. Don't tease me. Just ease it into me. Oh, God, you feel amazing. Oh, God, I've made you really hard today. I'm so happy I could do that. Let me squeeze you. I love clenching a man's cock when I'm sitting on top of him. Hey, I can do my kegels and pleasure you at the same time. Oh, it's soft inside, making these little throbbing movements. Caressing your dick as it sits inside me. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, God, that's good. Do it again. Slam it again. Fuck me like a little whore. Don't respect me. Don't care for me. Just slam the hard fucking cock into me. Yeah. God, that's it. Treat me like a little cum slut. Just fucking shoot that load. I know your balls must be bursting with all that sweet, sticky cream. I need it. Come on, pump into your little hole. Yes. Yeah. I feel it flooding my insides. Let it go. Make me a fucking mess. Yeah. Come. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's good. There you go. Good boy. You needed that, didn't you? It felt really good. Feeling you go off like that and feeling your cum squirt into me. And I know we didn't clarify this, but I am on birth control. Can I ask a question? Yeah? How long's your recovery time? I mean, when will you be ready to take me again? Soon? Good, because I need more dick. If I do this, just reach down and funnel your balls. Does that help? Yeah, look into my eyes as I'm running my hands over that tight ball sack. Yeah. It feels good, doesn't it, my love? This seems to be working. Yeah, I can feel you stirring down there. Put it in me while it's still soft. I want to feel you grow hard in me. Okay, how about I bend over? Okay, There, like that. Fuck, I I always feel so sexy when I bend over for a man. Like a French whore in an old-time brothel. Naked and exposing my ass and letting my client see everything I have to offer him. Vulnerable and expectant and waiting with trust and desire to be penetrated. Come on. Mm-hmm. Slip inside me. Yeah. Come into my soft, wet cunt. Yeah, you think you're still soft, but I can feel you growing. I love this feeling. Bent over. My man behind me. His hands roaming over my cheeks and kneading my ass and pulling me open as he stretches my cheeks out and starts to move in me. Oh, yeah, you're getting harder. Oh, fuck. Let me just thrust back on you. God. Oh, feels so good, me pushing back on you. While you just stand there. Immobile and letting me do all the work. I feel like I'm your little French horse servicing a favourite client. The one who spoils her, who pays extra for her, the one who wants all to himself because her cunt feels so unique. As it presses on him so tight, as it slides up and down his cock. She's his sweet one, his special girl. Am I your special girl? Yeah? Do you want me all to yourself? Oh, then fucking show me. Show me how much you want me. Go on, fuck me. God. Place your fingers on my clit. Yes. Oh, yes, Danny, keep your arm under me. Oh, it feels so good to have you flicking me and rubbing me. Your fingers on my clit. Oh, your cock in my cunt. I've dreamed of something like this for ages. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. You slam that fucking cock in me. You treat me like the slut I am. Oh, babe, I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me. Make me a fucking mess. That's it, come with me. Oh God, that was amazing. I've been so ready for you for so long. I really needed that. And I never let my submissive side out so freely. But I loved the thought of being your slut. Your whore. Of you using me however it pleased you. It was so glorious to submit to you. I respect you so much that having you penetrate me from behind, well, it brought out all those whorish longings in me. That was wonderful. I'm so happy that we finally